ಜ್ಞಾನತಿಮಿರಾಂಧಸ್ಯ ಜ್ಞಾನಂಜನಶಲಾಖಯಾ ಚಕ್ಷುರುನ್ಮಿಲಿತಂ ಯೇನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುವೇ ನಮಃ. ಶ್ರೀಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮನೋಭೀಷ್ಟಂ ಸ್ಥಾಪಿತಂ ಯೇನ ಭೂತಲೆ ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪ ಕದಾ ಮಹ್ಯಂ ದದಾತಿ ಸ್ವಪದಾಂತಿಕಂ. ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ್ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸದಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಆಸ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಪಾಸಿಂಗ್ ಔಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ದ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಟು ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟಿಸ್, ಹೌ ಮೆನಿ ಆಫ್ ಯು ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಸ್ಟೇ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಹಿಯರ್? ಎನಿಬಡಿ? ಆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಗೋ ಔಟ್, ರೈಟ್? This is a very important transition in life, that you are getting a degree and now going to practice as more qualified than before. But whether we are doctors or whether we are nurses, whether we are housewives or whether we are politicians or many other office bearers, for everybody the goal of life is same. The goal of life is to realize God, to connect with God, to serve God, and to ultimately be able to enter the kingdom of God. This baseline will never change. And for that, you will have to mold your profession, you will have to mold your time, various duties. One day you'll become mother, one day you'll become wife, and then mother, and one day many more roles will come, and you will be also a nurse to serve people. But all these activities are to be molded in such a way that you connect to God through your service and through your work. So for this, unless and until you are convinced that this is the goal of life, it will not happen. The world is outside always going to distract you from your goal of attaining God. Some people may not even know that their goal of life is to attain God, but if you are convinced that this is your goals of life, the world will always keep on distracting you, always giving you so many situations, so many temptations, so many challenges in which you will forget it, and this goal of life will go to last priority. But what we do in our life, we also have so many roles to play. Wherever we go, we different role to, we play. But in all the roles we play, we keep that God consciousness, or we call as Krishna consciousness, as the top priority in our life. So whatever we do, it's like we say that, suppose you squeeze an orange. You squeeze the orange in Australia, in Mira Road, in England, in Dadar, on 5th floor of Bhaktivedanta Hospital, or at home, what comes out of squeezing orange? Orange juice, right? It doesn't change. Wherever you squeeze the orange, orange juice comes out. So in similar words, whenever people will meet you, they should feel the presence of God and the cognizance of God, and they should feel the service to God. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at one time was asked by devotees, who is a devotee of God? So in the first year he said, whoever chants the name of the Lord is a devotee of the Lord. Next year, again in some other assembly, the same question was asked to him, who is the devotee of the Lord? Then the Lord said that whoever chanting the holy name of the Lord constantly is a devotee of the Lord. Very interesting, right? Growing. Then third year, when again Lord Chaitanya met devotees, they asked, "So my Lord, who is the devotee?" That year he gave a very significant answer that you should connect in your life. He said, whenever you meet a person, you feel like chanting the name of the Lord by his company. If I am in your company, when I am in your company, I feel like I should chant the name of the Lord. That is a devotee. So our goal of life should be such that wherever we go, whatever we do, in whatever capacity we do, wherever we are, people should feel like remembering God, like thinking about God. Or God's memory, God's thoughts should flash in that person's mind whenever you meet that person. Whether by physical appearance, whether by words, or whether simply by silence also. If you are in that company of the Lord, of that person, you should remember the Lord. And your nursing profession is a very conducive and very favorable profession because it already entails service. It already entails compassion, kindness. It's already there. It's supposed to be there. So if you do your medical nursing profession in service to God, as an offering to God, then automatically whatever you do reaches God. So what is the best thing to do, which will be beneficial to you and beneficial to everyone whom you meet, is that you offer your nursing profession as a sacrifice for the pleasure of the Lord. Okay, my Lord, this degree of mine, BSc nursing, RGNM, whatever I am coming out with, for me MBBS, for somebody else a position of director or whatever, I offer my position and my capacity on my skill in your service, my Lord. And by that way, then whatever you do in this mood will be connecting you constantly with the God, and those who come in contact with you also get connected with Lord. How? This bulb is there, it's giving light. Whoever comes in contact with this bulb, they also are in light only. Or you touch a socket, I touch, or you touch, both of us will get shock. Is that right? So similarly, we should be that light which is representing God. And I actually, every time when I am called for speaking like this, so more or less I speak the same thing. Because the message remains same. Whether it is 2005 BSc or RGNM, what do you call, bye-bye program? What do you call, farewell program? Huh? Every time we leave from this hospital, the message remains same, that God consciousness is top priority in this life. Whether I become successful as a housewife or as a woman or as a mother, that is also important. But along this, all these so-called successes, what is most important success, whether I was able to connect to God through my work, through my service, through my duties, through my obligations, through my challenges, through my difficult conditions, through my easy conditions, through my happy occasions, through my sad occasions in life, was I able to connect with Lord? And if answer is yes, then you are successful. If answer is no, you have to work on that. I will not say you are unsuccessful, but lot of things to work on so that you can connect. And if we remain constantly connected, like your mobile, if it is charged, it is already connected. Constantly you can go on speaking to somebody. You have to keep your soul charged with devotion to God so that all that you do is in connection with God. So with these few words, I want to actually offer my sincere prayers to the Lord. It's always a sad feeling that to part with some wonderful souls who came in contact with us, went to various places with us, did so many things with us, and now leaving to go to some other place to work. But a prayer can always remain us connected with each other. My prayer is that the Lord will help you. May Lord help you to connect with Him constantly and make you aware that your work is the very powerful means to connect with Him. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.